mine's kind of weak now.
Let me see another thing. Now, I'm talking to Tom Rashin. This is, what is this, Tom? This is October the 13th, isn't it?
13th, yeah.
Sunday. And we're talking at the Smith Lake chapter house. And Tom is telling me a few things related to the chapter house and anything else that's appropriate. Yes. Poor Mally's taken care of.
Yeah.
Let me get this out of your way.
You know, long before these chapter houses was ever being made, we put up a chapter house over at my place there.
Where you live
where
now?
Where I live right now. I was the first one that started.
In this area?
In this area, Smith Lake area. And then...
You had the first chapter house.
I was the first one that had a chapter house.
Did you build a special house for it?
Yeah, we made a big hogan for it. And the only time we had a meeting was during the summertime, because it was warm. Wintertime, it was hard to get to the chapter house because it's cold. And during that time, I used to... I used to hold Cashmere Lake too, at the same place, and the roof. All these three areas.
Cashmere Lake.
Not Cashmere Lake. No, yeah, Cashmere Lake down here.
Mm-hmm.
Not Mariana Lake though. It's Cashmere Lake.
And Thoreau and Smith Lake. People from that area.
Yeah.
Those areas would come.
Yeah, that's the time they haven't. They haven't split these chapters yet.
Why did you decide to put up a chapter building?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in those days, it was, to me, I think it was good for the people. Just wanted to help them. Just wanted to give them idea what should be done. In a way that it might do good for us. It might do good for our people. I thought it'd be best to talk together and see what we're doing. In those days, they don't even know nothing. They don't even care to go to Wind Rock or any meeting. They just stay home and take care of their stuff. They just go to the store, come back, work home. That's all they done. They never went to meetings. And so I decided to see what I could do for my people. So I went on and built a little chapter house.
When was that, Tom, when you built that?
Oh, it was way back in 1924.
Mm-hmm. And that was the only one in this area?
In this area.
Did a lot of people come?
Sometimes, if I have both areas, they used to, all of them come. I used to have over 100.
Mm.
They come horseback, though. They don't ever come in cars.
They come on horseback?
Sometimes they come in the wagons.
In wagons?
Mm-hmm. That's the way I started them out.
And that was during the summer?
Yeah. I think that's the only reason they kept me for 7 years. See, I tell them what to do and I think what's right. Sent their children to school, and finding jobs for them and talking to other people for them and tell them what's going on at Wind Rock and what's going on in the in Gallup or Albuquerque or any of those big cities.
They probably didn't keep you just because you built the chapter house,
yeah.
But you know, because you're so valuable to them.
That's right.
That's probably the
mm-hmm.
reason.
Mm-hmm. So they think a lot about me. They're willing to help me for anything I can ask for.
Well, very few people are ever that lucky, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, people, you know, it's hard to get somebody to really think anything for you, you know.
Yeah.
They like, a lot of people like to do things for people for what, you know, they'd get out of it. But,
yeah,
you know, to get a real, you know, to get some people to really appreciate you,
yeah,
and know that you're, what you're doing is for,
mm-hmm,
them, that's, you really have to work for that.
Yeah. And then later on, we moved to Smith Lake. There used to be a church there. The preacher, he was a Protestant, and he built a big house there. And then from my home, we moved to that house because that preacher was very kind to the people. And then we have it in winter time there. Summer and winter. And then finally we just talking to get something built for us, for our own self. We don't have to bother storekeeper or preachers or anybody else. Let's make one ourselves. So we went and talking to the tribe. We didn't know the tribe had a lot of money at that time. And then since we found out that the tribe was pretty well off, so let's talk about building something with our own money. So this is what we made.
But now the whole tribe paid for this, though.
He done here. That's all his lumber, windows, and labor, and everything. He put it up for the tribe.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of good things going on. I think they'll be ready pretty soon, so I'll be going in.
Okay.
And when brother comes, I'll tell you. I'll talk to my brother and he'll tell you what.
I'll move my car back there.
Yeah, that's the way it'd be already.
You might have to say it over again. This is for my own use, not for the Indian program. The Indians don't benefit that much then.
Yeah. I mean, they have a trading post out here. I got this.
Kings?
No, this one is Smith Lake.
Oh yeah, I've heard about it. Yeah.
His name is Buddy Fouts. Now, people that live in this area, they live all their life, and they have sheep and probably some people have cattle. And annual, when the time comes, market time, for lamb or either for cattle, people will be better off to go to their local trading post where they can give them a top price, since these traders will know that they're their regular customers. I mean, they save the wear of their cars, pickup, just going the short distance to sell off their lands and so forth like cattle. And then on the other hand, these merchants from Gallup, they paid their announcement fee and so forth to put it over the radio to encourage the people out in the reservation or out here to come in. And they said they're giving them top price over in Gallup. And then they'll say they're giving them a gallon per head with the amount of land they haul in. If they haul in 10, it'd be 10 gallon bonus of gasoline.
They give them a gallon a head of gasoline?
Yeah, on top of the price. You can never tell. You probably get your money all right, but they probably set that scale back a little bit. Nobody checks it. Only people that checks it is the scale inspector. So you'll never know whether you're benefiting out of it or you're just going on that long run. For the same price, that your local trader will give you for less running around. I mean, you will go to your local trader and then you save all the gas expense, the wear of your vehicle, and then probably, heck, it'll probably cost in there to $10. You have about five people out of your family going down just to eat down there on the side, right? And so in cases like that, people out here in the local trader, man, they give you the price that they will give down in Geller without going down there, see? In other words, that, let's say that gallon per head on a lamb, you get it during the time when you make the sale. I mean, when you sell your lamb. Out here, this trader, he probably never give you no bonus, but man, when the time comes, an emergency arises, he knows that you're his customer. You could go down there and probably get that 10 gallon on your credit, where you will have to run down to Gallup for another 10 gallon, man. It'll cost you money, at 10 gallons, see? But it's still just going down there, heck, you don't benefit nothing out of it. In other words, all they want is your lamb. They probably give you a gallon head per lamb, but heck, they probably set their scale back, just that much for, so whatever amount of pound they set back, heck, they're giving that out on the side, and they still get an even break, see? And then these traders, when they ship off the land they buy to these big companies, they get their profit out of it.
Yeah, they're probably not losing anything by...
No, same with pinions.
They do the same thing with pinions?
Yeah, they set their scale back and then they'll say, well, my price is high up here in the city of Gallup, while the trader can give you the same price out here.
They say that this guy, what'd you say his name is?
J.B. Tanner?
No, the trader over here.
Buddy Fouts is what they call him, Buddy Fouts.
They say he's pretty honest, is that right?
Yeah. See, he's pretty honest. In fact, if you're his customer, where you sell him a steer, it runs into the neighborhood of $135, and just looking at it, if you're a steer, if he thinks that you raise good products of steers, man, instead of just giving you $135, just for your nice looking stock, he'll probably just give you $5 more. Since you trade with him, see? In other words, the more business you give him, he'll treat you right. Where he thinks that he can give you a bonus, he'll give it to you. That's the way it is.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of Indians say good things about him.
Yeah.
He treats the Navajo right.
And then these local traders, you know, when you're in need of gasoline or food in a state of emergency, you can go up to them, they'll give you credit. And well, downtown, you still have friends down there, but you run down there. But when you do that, no money, you had to have a bracelet, a necklace, a silver belt, a pound down there to get your money, and then you chase back on here, right?
In Gallup?
Yeah.
Well, that's not right.
You see, if you need money, you can do the same thing down here. Trading post, but since this is your local trading post, you feel that your jewelry is right at home. Down in Gallup, when you pound something, next thing you had to wear a body that you're jeweler might go into dead pound, then you'll never get to see it again. Out here, these people, they give you a break. And the 30 days come up, and you just go up tell the trader that I couldn't make it within 30 days, just extend it, see. You hear the extended because you know that he knows that you got sheep and cattle, and then he knows that you just only sell sheep annually, wool, so he keeps it there. While downtown, they keep it for 30 days. And then when 30 days comes up, if a jewelry costs about $90, heck, the only thing they can give is about $30. When that darn thing goes dead pound, maybe they sell for $100 here.
Well, that's not right.
And a lot of these people, just like myself, and then there are probably a few other people that thinks around and just sort of kind of figure out how these things work, and they know what goes on. Just like